escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Well, if there was ever a time to do it, now is the time. Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. Happy Friday, everybody. You made it to the weekend, and we are literally counting down to the start of Falcons training camp, which starts next Thursday. Cannot wait, and we're going to talk plenty about the Falcons. It's funny, I was having a conversation today with a guy, Mike, who's very close to it, and we were talking about the schedule and how daunting this is for the first six games. And I really hadn't looked at the first six. I looked at the first four because we were trained to do that over the years when the schedule, we had 16 games. Now we got 18. It's a little bit different, but we're going to dive into that. But first, Mike, Yankees in town tonight. And if now, if not now, when?
So whatever you thought about the first half of the season, and just when you think it can't get any lower, we've had a lot of lows, you know? I mean, we thought about that Diamondbacks blown game. Remember that one?
Yep.
That was one for the ages, and the West Coast swing. There was just so many things that just left you going, really? Did that just happen? And then you take two out of three from St. Louis, inexplicably, and all of a sudden, okay, you know, they got the All-Star game that's come and went, and now it's go time. The Yankees are really good. Braves are struggling. You know, we were joking around yesterday. It really was listed as Spencer Strider and TBA, TBA, as in to be announced. So we'll see. They made a minor move. If you looked up the guy we picked up, Dane Dunning, he was a big part of the Rangers' run to the World Series a couple years ago. But since then, he's kind of fallen on hard times. And he's been back and forth from the Rangers' minor league affiliate the last few months. He's got five appearances in the show this year with an ERA over three. But he's a guy we gave away nothing for. So just trying to spark up maybe the middle relief. You know, I mean, it's not like as an eyebrow raiser, but I'm curious, will there be something of substance? You know, by the way, you think they're going to trade? This is a question I got today at Publix from Jim and,
okay,
his son Terry, who are big listeners. And do you think we're going to trade Ozuna?
If he gets hot here in the first couple of weeks heading into the trade deadline, I think it becomes a little bit more interesting. If he doesn't, I think it's going to be even more difficult in the sense of what you're looking to get in return for him. I feel like, guys, we're not going to make any substantial moves simply because the guys that we have under contract, and I'm going to say this all due respect, it's cheaper. They're cheaper deals when you look around Major League Baseball. So if we have control of a particular contract over the next few years, it doesn't make sense for us to start selling guys off. It just doesn't. And the bigger part of that is, Mike, a lot of people in this organization, and I'm talking about the Braves organization, despite the fact that we are 42-53, 12.5 games out, 9.5 games out of the wild card, they think we're going to contend next year. Now, I disagree because I thought we would contend this year. And I don't know what would make you believe that next year things will change.
Right.
I'm starting to believe, and follow me here, this run with this particular group might be over. Guys, we've gone to 7 consecutive postseasons. My partner, Mike Bell, has said, man, you got to grab the brass ring. We've done it one time. Should have done it 2 times.
Right.
But we've done it once in 7 consecutive runs to the postseason. And all I'm saying is this idea like, oh, 26, we'll be right back at it. What makes you believe that to be true? We've had this window of greatness. We've had arguably the best player in Freddie. He moves on. We get Acuna. You've had all this happening. And you have one ring over that 7-year span. Guys, this doesn't last forever. And so if you don't think that they're going to rebuild, and I'm not saying they are, but, Mike, maybe this window is closing for this particular group.
Right. I mean, you got to look at Michael Harris, and we had a long conversation with Alex Anthopoulos about a month ago about that, and he feels he can pull out of this thing. He's given examples of where he's had some, you know, some down periods, but this is season long for Money Harris, okay? He is one of the worst. Guys, when you talk about qualified at-bats, there's an amount, you know, in other words, there's part-time players, there's full-time players, and Money is a full-time player. And with guys with as many at-bats, he and Ozzie Albies are two of the worst hitters in Major League Baseball. And it's part of the reason why the Braves aren't where they are. Austin Riley's OPS is just 764, which is way low for him. You know, we've talked about Ozuna. Ozuna carried this team for basically 2 seasons, and he's cooled off, unfortunately. So that's where we're living. You know, Sean Murphy, he and, you know, and Baldwin have been a nice, you know, I would still try to move Murphy just to get the salary off the books and see what I could get to restock our starting pitching, if that could be something in the offing. But Murphy's been solid. You know, the average is what it is, but he does do well with runners in scoring position. Still want to see Baldwin, because he's the catcher of the future, get more ops. And then you get into, you know, if you move Ozuna, then Baldwin can DH, and then you have an idea of what you got. So even if you don't want to move on from Murphy, you still have a chance to evaluate what you do have with Baldwin.
Yankees are playing really good baseball, or at least they were before the break. And my guess is they're going to want to make a run here. They're sitting in first place, and they have arguably the best player as well in Aaron Judge. Guys, he's having an amazing season. As a matter of fact, I'm skeptical not only tonight but this weekend, as Mike said, to be announced. Are you pitching to this guy? Are you going to pitch to this guy? He leads the league, AL, right, in hits. He's got 81 RBI already this season, 35 home runs, and he's hitting .355. Nobody's even close to his batting average right now. Judge is on a tear, and here come the Yankees trying to extend their lead in their division and certainly in the AL. I just think right now it's a daunting task. And let me put this in perspective for Braves fans. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. These are the teams that are sitting in front of us in the wild card. I'm not even talking about our division. Marlins, D-backs, Reds, Cards, Giants, Padres, Mets, Brewers. And I will tell you, half of those teams are better than we are right now.
And they're going to make moves. I mean, if you think the Mets are going to stand pat, they're in an arms race with the Phillies. Phillies have got a bankroll, which is bigger than the Braves. It just is. So they're going to look to improve their team. So as I say, you know, I say it every time, because some Braves fans feel we're the only guys looking for players. And you're not, that's not even counting what's going on in the American League and the guys in the wild card hunt there. I mean, think about this, guys. We get Strider going. That's great. Against the Yankees. Saturday, it's Will Warren versus Joey Wentz.
Who?
Joey Wentz.
Never heard of him.
Joey Wentz. That's the guy we picked
up. He's new.
From the Pirates.
Okay.
He's a lefty with an ERA of 6.32.
Oh, jeez. Yankees might score 15 on us.
Yeah. This is a guy who's bounced around. We are his third team this year.
Oh.
Pittsburgh, look, Twins, and us.
And to Alex's credit, seriously, to Mike, we said this. They're not going to go out and buy, at least right now, some frontline starter that you know. They're not going to do it.
You got 13 more days of that.
Correct.
Of waiver wire and just dudes like this guy we just picked up, this Dane Dunning.
Who?
Dane Dunning.
Never heard of him.
He was really good in 23. So were the Braves in 23, long time ago. But anyway, the Braves, if you're looking for them to make the big moves, this maybe just isn't the year. Carl just laid out the teams in front of you, and your team doesn't hit. And even if the team does get on a heater with the bats, you're missing 2 or 3 starting pitchers. So that's the facts, Jack. And we'll see if this team can get hot. But, I mean, I've got look at the bright side. If you have no expectations, you can't be disappointed. Quite honestly, I'm really ready to talk about the Atlanta Falcons.
And we are.
And I'm ready to talk about the Georgia Bulldogs.
And we are.
And the Yellow Jackets
and
as well.
And we are.
Yeah.
Now, and you're right. That is going to happen whether we like it or not, because football season is coming. But as far as the Braves are concerned, and you guys can tell us if I'm crazy, if we're wrong, if you think we're so off a base when it comes to this. What makes you think 26 is going to be better? Let me tell you what's going to happen. They're going to tell us these guys will be better, and they're going to roll this back, Mike, and we're going to get this same lineup, okay? I think the only move that I think they're going to make, and I don't know this for sure, is the Ozzie situation. I think that's going to play out. And that's the one move where they're looking and saying, okay, maybe that's run its course as well. Outside of that, I don't think they're straighting Sean Murphy. Despite Mike and I, you know, every single day pounding the drum for it and saying, hey, this makes sense. You got a guy in the wings who can play and let him hit. I just don't think they're going to, because at $15 million and a club option for 2029, he is cheaper and a cheaper option than what you would get with a lot of other catchers. And so, Mike, I just don't know. I feel like seven straight postseasons, maybe we've taken it for granted. First of all, we're Braves fans. We're spoiled because we own the 90s, right? We've been really good for a long time. And even in the lean years, we knew it was going to get good again. And it did. But seven straight runs to the postseason, and now all of a sudden we look like crap. Maybe this is just done.
Well, look, all the experts, and again, we went back and we looked at everybody from, you know, ESPN and Major League Baseball and all the big writers, USA Today and The Athletic, all had the Braves as number two right behind the Dodgers. I mean, they had us over the Yankees. And, you know, they were on the anticipation that the pitching staff was going to certainly hold up. The injuries just bit us, and the bullpen hasn't been great, if we're honest. But the bats went cold. I mean, you got a team that doesn't hit. There's a lack of clutch. I mean, it just, look, Matt Olson has done a solid job, and he's a solid player. And Matt Olson's OPS is 830, and he's got 61 RBIs. He's the only guy on the Braves really knocking in runs, like he should be. But the problem for a bunch of this team is, for Austin Riley included, nobody on base. So this team has had some, when's the last time you've seen teams with guys on first and second or second and third with nobody out and we can't play to run? And that's like, you know, not the rule. That's the exception. That is the rule this season. So you don't hit, pitching's banged up, you got the bottom of the lineup that was your strength when you won the World Series is garbage right now. That's the reality.
Are you willing to tell me they're going to go out and get two or three frontline starters and spend that kind of money? Are you willing to tell me that for 26?
No, it doesn't make sense. I think I would let Ozuna hopefully get on a bit of a heater and then trade Ozuna before the trade deadline to a team that needs that extra bat. I would take calls on Murphy. You know, the guy said to me, just now on the text line, why don't we trade Albies? What's the market? Albies is on two bad years in a row, half a season with injury last year, and he's terrible this year. And yeah. I love Ozzie, he ain't the man no more.
It's the worst year of his career. You don't get much in return when you're having the worst year of your career.
I mean, you're going to get a journeyman reliever. You're going to get some prospect from AA at best. Yeah. No one's going to give you anything for Ozzie.
Yeah. Look, and this is where we're at. Do we love the Braves? Yes. Are we watching? Yes. Do we want them to be good? Duh.
And it would be a disservice to not be real about this. You want to sit there and rust away pom-poms? That's not our job, man.
I can't. Not when I look at Mike. This is the last time, perspective. The last time we lost 50 games before the All-Star break, anybody? 2016.
Yeah.
That's the last time we had 50 L's before the All-Star break. And right now we're at 53. So this is where we're at. And look, 95 games into a season, guys, I covered MLB for 10 years. This is who we are.
Yeah. We're a team that is 11 games under. We were one game under at the All-Star break in the 2021 year. And that season is the one that gives so many people hope, because we did come from looking like we were down in the dumps. But we didn't have the kind of garbage we're putting up at the plate right now. Ozzie was good. Freddie Freeman was here. Dansby Swanson was here. Okay? We had Austin Riley raking then.
Yeah.
And then you added Peterson, Rosario, and Soler.
404-726-0929. What do you think? And again, Yankees are sitting in first place. They're not going to have any mercy on us coming in here to start the after the break run that they want to go on. They're in a dogfight too in their division. Their division's really good. Red Sox are good. This thing could get really interesting for them. So, curious to know what you guys think.
You don't get to see Max Fried, unfortunately, Braves fans, this weekend.
That's true. Yeah, and that is unfortunate.
He had the blister on the finger, which, is, you know, for pitchers is huge.
Yeah.
So they're going to give him a couple extra days, so you'll see Stroman on Sunday.
All right, man. More on the Braves coming up. You can chime in. Find us on social media and follow this radio station, 929 The Game. As always, we keep you up to date on everything that's going on. Bryant McFadden, two-time Super Bowl champion, CBS football analyst, is going to join us next as we count down to camp on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again, back to school season. And Instacart knows that the only thing harder than getting back into the swing of things is getting all the back to school supplies, snacks, and essentials you need. So here's your reminder to make your life a little easier this season. Shop favorites from Staples, Best Buy, and Costco, all delivered through Instacart, so that you can get some time back and do whatever it is that you need to get your life back on track. Instacart, we're here.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Lots of the Braves fans hitting us up, 404-726-0929, talking about where they're at with the team, what they think, what the expectations are, whether or not this run is over. And I'm talking about seven straight postseason runs. More of that coming up. Right now, though, we got to talk to our man, B-Mac, Bryant McFadden.
Oh, yeah.
Two-time Super Bowl champion, CBS NFL analyst, and a proud Florida State Seminole. Let me ask you, B-Mac, because they've been front and center, and yesterday Mike and I were, you know, about to finish the show up, and boom, the news hits about T.J. Watt. We believe, right, with all the Steelers have done, they are completely all in. They've paid everybody. They waited on their quarterback. Is this going to set up to be a disaster, B-Mac, or do you feel like they can have real success?
I mean, I think they can have real success. Let's start, you know, defensively. You look at the moves the Steelers have made. It's about showing up the defense to be able to have postseason success, because that's the big question. It's not about regular season success with Mike Tomlin. It's about postseason success, and they haven't had that in quite some time. I think the last postseason win for the Steelers was 2016. I mean, we're in 2025 right now. That's a long, long time. So when you factor in getting T.J. Watt back into the fold, number one, he was deserving of that contract. I don't think anyone would disagree with that. He was deserving. You look at the other moves they made to shore up your defense, especially in divisional football. I think this is the opportunity. Now, the one issue that I still have concerns with, do they have enough offensively? Because a year ago, it was George Pickens and who, when you look at the other wide receivers. Because they traded away George Pickens, it's DK Metcalf and who? I know they're expecting big things from Roman Wilson, who was a rookie last year, missed the entire season because of an injury.
Right.
But you don't know. So I'm confident the defense can do what they've been paid to do. But can they sustain that high-level play for a full calendar season? It's hard, especially if you're not getting the production that you need to get from your offense.
It can be interesting to see how Arthur Smith works with Aaron Rodgers. They did pick up in a trade with the Dolphins Jonnu Smith, and he's obviously, you know, Freiermuth has always been a good guy, especially, you know, moving the chains.
Move!
But Jonnu Smith could be maybe the Swiss Army knife, you know, because he kind of fits into all the kind of the things that Arthur likes to do.
No question. And the versatility, you know, yeah. Arthur Smith coached Jonnu Smith in Tennessee, if I'm not mistaken. So, yep. You know, there's a football relationship already there in place. And Jonnu had a career year for Miami. I think, you know, he led them in receptions and he put up a historical year at the tight end position for the entire organization. And they decided to let him walk. So I love that addition. No question I do. I just have my concerns about wide receivers. You know, when you look at the cream of the crop in the AFC, right, they all have a dude at the quarterback position. You know what I mean? That's playing high-level football. But they also have guys that are surrounding that said quarterback that can deliver in the more critical moments of a ball game. Like I said, guys, outside of DK Metcalf, you have a bunch of question marks. And you can maybe, you know, weather the storm with that in regular season play. But you guys know when it gets to postseason play, you know, everything is magnified a little more. And that's when you need guys to step up.
It is Brian T. McFadden joining us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, as we do and we will throughout the course of the season on a weekly basis, guys, and get a chance to visit with him to talk all things NFL. Who has a better chance of making the postseason, Bengals or Steelers? Bengals or Steelers?
Oh, come on. Don't ask that question.
Huh? What?
What?
You're too close to it. They don't even make sense.
Huh?
Like, if you were to ask yourself that question, you know there's only one
Bengals.
Answer. Bengals. No, you're lying. The truth ain't in you, like my uncle used to say. The truth is not in you if you believe the Bengals have a better chance to make the playoffs. Number one, let's do a process of elimination, right? Coaching, who are you taking? No.
Thomas lost his fastball. I mean, hadn't won a playoff game.
We'll flip a coin.
That's a push.
If you're talking about Zach Taylor and Mike Tomlin, who are you taking? I'm talking about not just the head coach, the entire coaching staff. Who are you taking?
I guess Steelers, maybe.
Oh, yeah, we're guessing. We're guessing, right? Yeah.
What okay. else? What else?
Defensively, who are you taking?
Defensively, they're better.
Well, yeah, they're better. Yeah.
They're better defensively.
Okay. Special teams, who are you taking? Chris Boswell against who?
It's a toss-up.
The only thing you give Cincinnati is offense. And okay, no question. But every other factor, when you look at comparison, you're taking the Pittsburgh Steelers. Cincinnati has been, historically speaking, they've been bad, more bad than good.
Okay.
Right?
No, they have. But I'm asking you, Joe Burrow damn near took him to the playoffs by himself last year. I mean, he carried them.
Yeah. That ain't going far again this year. Because one thing I know about Joe Burrow, he's high level, he's elite. No question, I would never debate that. But against AFC North opponents, he doesn't dominate like he dominates against opposing teams. If you think I'm lying, go look up Joe Burrow's record against Mike Tomlin.
Okay. All right. That's it. I actually am going to. Let me get to this because I think it's fascinating to think in these terms, B. 8 seasons, 2 MVPs, 3 Super Bowls. But he turns 30 this year. And we're talking about Patrick Mahomes. Is this thing about to change for him? Because he's been so spectacular. Right. 8 seasons, 2 MVPs, 3 Super Bowls. It's an incredible start to your career. And yet, he turns 30 in September.
No, nothing changes. As bad as we would like to see something change for Pat Mahomes, I don't think so, and here's why. Andy Reid is still there. So you look at the quarterback coaching relationship between those two players. It's felt week in and week out. And you talked about a team a year ago and Pat Mahomes. Do you guys – you have to also look at it like this. He played the entire season with missing his top 2 wide receivers throughout the year.
Yeah.
Rashee Rice,
right.
Wide receiver 1, and Hollywood Brown, wide receiver 2. Think about how many quarterbacks that would flatline their season if they're missing their top 2 wide receivers, along with some of the injuries that they were dealing with, and Isaiah Pacheco missed time as well. And all they did was parlay that into having one of the better records in the AFC and get into the Super Bowl. So – one would think he would have a better string of luck when it comes to the positions that were missing a year ago, which will actually help them in terms of doing what they've done year in and year out, which is have an outstanding regular season and be heavily favored in the postseason. So that's why I don't think things are changing right anytime soon for Pat Mahomes. I mean, offense, they've added arsenal to the offense, but like I said, think how many quarterbacks would be great still without their top 2 wide receivers?
Right.
How many? Not many.
No. No, I'm with you, man. Moving on to the Falcons with our man Brian McFadden, guys. Former Super Bowl winner two times with the Steelers. Joins here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Falcons defense under Jeff Ulbrich. You know, the Jets defense, before Ulbrich had to become the head coach because Saleh got fired, I mean, they had a lot of names. They had a lot of pieces on that defense. And it wasn't like, again, I still don't know. I think you could write five books on that Jets season last year, what went wrong. But do you feel we can make these young guys, along with the mix of veterans like Leonard Floyd and Onyemata, to, a top half of the NFL defense, like top 15?
No question. I think that's a realistic mark for the Jets defense. I mean, for the Falcons defense, excuse me. Now, you talked about when Ulbrich was the DC, they played more inspired football. But when he became the inner head coach, we saw a drop-off. So what I'm looking to see with Coach Ulbrich with this Falcons unit is a physical mentality being displayed week in and week out. That's the thing I want to see. You know, sometimes, strategically speaking, you might lose a battle. You know, in terms of schematically speaking, you might lose a battle. But one battle you should never lose is out-toughing the next opponent.
Mm.
The willingness to fight hard but fight longer. And that has to be instilled in the Falcons, me personally, because like I said, sometimes schemes are not always going to be there. But can you be tougher for longer is a question. And I think if he can install that mindset with the Falcons, as a fan of the Falcons, you guys, listeners that who are listening to us right now, you will appreciate that. Because, yeah, sometimes you might lose a battle when it comes to schemes. But if you're telling me we're going to be the toughest group out there week in and week out, you can stand on that. And I think that's something that has to be implemented from start to finish with the Falcons. Because personnel-wise, I still believe they could add some talent to the personnel. But it is what it is at this point. Now it's about being tougher for longer.
Is there too much hype surrounding the Commanders? Is it overhyped?
It's not overhyped. I think it's deserving because of the historical side that's tied to the Commanders, the tradition and the prestige, and what they did a year ago, no one thought that could happen as fast as it did with the young quarterback. So I think all of the hype that is evolving around the Commanders is warranted, but it puts more pressure on them as well. You know what I mean? So when you look at these story franchises in the National Football League that have been inconsistent for quite some time, the first sign of good play, we take it and we run with it. It's just been a calling card. You know what I mean? Right or wrong, you know what I mean? Right. And I know the Commanders used to have a different name, but they have a lot of tradition and prestige that's tied to that, and they were bottom dwellers for quite some time, and bam, they jumped onto the scene and was almost a game away from making it to the Super Bowl. So no question the hype is there because people believe Jaden Daniels has an opportunity to be a great one, but the pressure is going to be much different than it was in 2024 based on how well they played throughout the year.
What about the rest of the AFC? We talked with Big Chuck Smith yesterday. The Ravens have been so close. And, you know, I mean, everyone is killing the tight end because obviously it was brutal what happened with the Chargers. But also Lamar's got to play clean. It's almost like we talk about like Texas in college. This is the year they're going to break through. When are the Ravens going to break through and get the brass, or in this case, as you like to say, the sticky trophy?
Man, that's Sticky Lombardi, man. That's Sticky Lombardi. You know, that's a great question. When will the Ravens break through? The Ravens will break through and not just hoisting the Sticky Lombardi, getting to that opportunity when they learn to make routine plays routinely in the more critical moments. And that's the difference between Kansas City and Pat Mahomes. That's the difference. That the routine plays not being made has halted the Baltimore Ravens. It's halted the Buffalo Bills. Prime example. A routine play to Mark Andrews from Lamar Jackson. We've seen that play countless times between those two being completed. But in the playoff time, they don't make the routine plays routinely. Because if you make that play, they probably beat the Buffalo Bills. Then when you transition to Buffalo, that last passing play from Josh Allen to Dalton Kincaid is a routine play. Was it a little difficult? No question. But it was more than a makeable catch for Dalton Kincaid. He dropped it. Guess who went on to advance? Pat Mahomes.
Mm-hmm.
See, great teams, they are not always the greatest in the more critical moments. They just make the routine plays happen routinely. That's it.
Yeah.
It's a simple thing. You look at the miscues that we've seen in playoff football for teams that are trying to get over the hump. They find a way to not make the routine plays happen routinely. Because you can ask 100 football fans the same question. Will the Baltimore Ravens have a successful regular season? Everyone would say the same thing. Yes. Will they be one of the best teams in the AFC?
Yes, especially if they're healthy. But then when you get to playoff football, if you ask the same question, then you might get different answers because we haven't seen the Baltimore Ravens make routine plays happen routinely in playoff football.
It is fair, and I agree with you. They're talented. They're going to be good again. It's when it matters most. I totally agree, and that's going to be the issue.
Routine plays.
Yeah. B-Mac, man, appreciate you stopping by as always. Can't wait until camp gets underway next week. Teams reporting.
I'll text you guys when I will be in Flowery Branch so
Please
we can link
do.
Up, but I will be
yes.
coming out. The highlight. It's a big deal, man. We're expecting big things out of Atlanta, so
yes.
the Falcons, man, media attention is going to be at a galore for the Falcons, man, so let's see how they live up to the building. You talked about the Commanders. The spotlight going to be on the Falcons this year.
No, it is.
It's time to put up or shut up.
Well, you're right. All right, man, hit us up. Let us know. We'll be up there. We'll let our listeners know as well, and appreciate you, man. Talk to you next week.
Yes, sir.
All right, that's Bryant McFadden. Hey, coming up, how you going to be undefeated but miss the playoffs? Come on. And also, we get you caught up on the leaderboard at the Open.
Yes.
Next.
Yes.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Why is my head doing this? Because that's why.
It's when a catchy tune, man.
Yeah, when I hear this, that's when my head goes like that. Hey, man, happy Friday to you. Thanks to Bryant McFadden for jumping on with us. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Got some Falcon stuff we want to get to. Braves back at it, guys. All-Star break has come and gone. And it's time to get down to business. If you're going to do anything with this the rest of this season, look, my expectations, as Mike said, to run down anybody in this division. I don't believe that. I think we're going to have a hard time running down some teams in the wild card. But that's why they play the game. Yankees in town, Aaron Judge. We're going to talk more about that coming up along the way. As far as the weekend is concerned, one of my favorite majors, and it just so happens it's my favorite or one of them because right. You can get up early Sunday morning and you can watch the Open Championship. And it's done before noon, done before 1 o'clock, right? And you're not watching all afternoon long. And you know who's been crowned champion. The problem is, Mike, before we get to the leaderboard, and we'll let you hear what Rory did and Jordan Spieth's birdie as well, is the weather apparently is going to change this weekend.
Yes. It's going to be one of those typical Now, I was telling Carl, years ago, our good friend Scotty McRae and Willie Salucci, we had a bunch of guys. We went over and we played Scotland and Ireland in golf. And two of those days, Turnberry, we're playing, and the wind is like 40 miles an hour, and the wind is whipping. I got like a 200-yard shot. My caddy was an Irishman who lived in Scotland. I go, what do you think, man? What should I do? He goes, one word of advice, Mike, quit. You know, so it's going to be brutal. Carl and I were talking about it. You got to really love golf to play golf in the rain, to wear that all-weather gear, to look like the Michelin Man or, you know, Ralphie's brother in Christmas Story. And that's what these guys are going to have to deal with. So you better score today and get down and get a good number tomorrow, because nobody's going to be doing anything on Sunday. But it's going to be interesting. Right now, the leader, he does know how to win a major, Carl. It's the Englishman, Matt Fitzpatrick. Remember, he won the U.S. Open at Brookline back in 2022. His brother was on the bag.
Yep.
Brian Harman, a Georgia Bulldog. Remember, he won the British Open a couple years ago, and his wife and kids weren't there. Remember, they were like, where's the family? Well, they had a trip. They really weren't expecting you to win. But if you don't follow golf, Oren, Brian is like the human filibuster. He's the guy who literally has like, he's got these little pre-stroke that you're like, hit the damn ball. There's so many fidgets. Have you seen this?
Yes.
So, but he's one of those guys you would strangle if you're playing, but he is a Georgia boy. Scottie Scheffler today, he finishes at 8 under.
What's going on with Scottie Scheffler?
Let me say, that was premature ejaculation. He's got 2 holes left. He's just coming through 15, 3 holes left. So he's got a chance to still be tied for the lead with Fitzpatrick.
Let's go, Scottie!
Tyrrell Hatton, he didn't break anything. He's at 5 under today. Harris English, he's at 5 under today. He's finished his round. Talk about the guys that are going to make the cut. It looks like the cut's going to be +1, and that's big for Bryson DeChambeau, a 13-stroke turnaround. He was 7 over yesterday, 6 under today. So Bryson DeChambeau, Carl, is hanging right there at 1 over par. Phil Mickelson will make the cut. He finished at even par today.
Very nice. I'm happy about that.
Now, guys going home, Colin Morikawa, former U.S. Open winner, multi-championship winner. Brooks Koepka had a brutal weekend, so he'll be leaving on a jet plane and get that Gulfstream headed back to Jupiter, Florida, slick. Other big names that are hanging in the mix. Some of the guys, Jordan Spieth, he is an even par today. Dustin Johnson, one of the LIV golfers, hanging in there. John Rahm kicked his club twice on 1 hole. There was another, Carl and I were talking, the big guy,
Shane Lowry?
Shane Lowry. The microphone catches him, and he's from Ireland, so he's played this course in Northern Ireland a few times. And they catch him on mic going, blank this place. So temperatures are running high, but it will be interesting. John Rahm's on his backswing. Somebody's like, he's like, really? On my freaking backswing, and he just jets something way left. So, yeah, nerves are being frayed out there at Royal Portrush, but we got Scottie Scheffler in a prime position, just 1 stroke back with a couple holes left.
Rory, guys, and remember, he won the Masters. He's 3 under.
Not doing anything.
No, he's just stuck in.
He's in the mix.
He's just running in the same place. To me, this was his birdie on 10, but he's 3 under, to Mike's point. What is he, 6, 7 back? He's 7 back right now of the leader. Here's Rory.
Oh. Yeah. I love British accents for golf.
Good. Mike, it's so descriptive. That's perfect.
Well, that's like Peter. Remember Peter Alice from from ABC? He used to sit in with Scott Van Pelt and Mike Tirico in the old days.
Great.
And Oren, he would say things, you know, everyone has to hit a cut shot. They're going to bring it. How about just hit it straight? I always thought that was the best advice, hit it straight. But anyway, Rory McIlroy, he had 4 birdies today, 2 bogeys. The reason I'm saying whenever I watch Rory, he's not taking advantage of he should, those par fives.
No, he's not. And he hits the ball like crazy. I mean, it's not as if he can't reach it in 2. The other guy, Mike mentioned Jordan Spieth. And by the way, Daily Download brought to you by ATL Live Well. Don't just live well. We're talking about the Open Championship. And, of course, we'll have you covered here all weekend long, guys. What's currently going on, what the leaderboard looks like, and giving you the scores all weekend. Updates are brought to you by our friends at Bobby Jones Golf Course. Golf open to everyone and by Twin Peaks Food, Drinks, and Scenic Views. The other guy, Mike, is Jordan Spieth. Again, it feels like Jordan's never going to win again.
Right.
He is even as we speak. Yeah, even. Right. So he shot, what, a 73 and then a 69. He did knock down a birdie on 18. This is Spieth.
Now, we always like to root for young guys. Now, you don't follow the European Tour. You're not as familiar with these guys. The dude who was the leader after yesterday is named Jakob Skov Olesen from Denmark. So he's basically sleeping on the lead, Carl. He's a rookie. You know, he just made his first chance at a major. So what does he do on the first tee? Right! He goes out of bounds right. Okay, you regroup. You can't drop. It's not like you and me playing.
Re-tee.
You got to go back and re-tee.
Re-tee.
Left out of bounds.
Oh, he got the nerves.
Quadruple bogey 8.
Oh,
on his first, and then he comes back and birdies number 2. But this guy goes from leading the tournament to 1 over. So right now he'll make the cut. But it was a touch of I've never been here before.
No doubt.
In a big tournament.
Yeah, man. Look, everybody thinks getting to the top of the leaderboard. It's not getting there. I would prefer to chase, Mike, because once you're there, right, every shot is being scrutinized and it matters. And that just is a prime example, man, of how quickly you can blow a lead like that. Right. Either way, Scotty's in the mix. Mike mentioned it. All these Americans, Harris English, Tony Finau.
Brian Harmon, little Brian Harmon.
Yeah, Keegan Bradley, all these guys. So it should be a really good weekend. We hope the Braves have a good weekend because, Mike, they start a series tonight against the Yankees. Spencer Strider, that's the good news. What happens on Saturday and Sunday when it comes to our starting pitching?
Well, you're going to go with some guys that maybe you're not that familiar with, including a dude who's been on 3 teams this year, Carl, on Saturday. We all know Spencer Strider.
Yes.
But it's not that great when you look at the other guys that are going to be going. Grant Holmes, by the way, goes on Sunday. It's going to be, wait for it, I had to punch it up in my computer, Joey Wentz.
Who?
I said Joey Wentz. He's a big fella, a strapping 6'5" left-hander.
Yeah. This is, look, we know.
Laura's laughing behind.
This is what we're going to get for the next 12 days, right, or so, till we get to the trade deadline, and we'll see again what they do. I just don't think we're going to be sellers, guys, even if we are still 12 and a half games. I do not think we're going to be sellers.
Yeah, and I know that Braves fans, you know, you want to, you know, you got to have heart, and you know, you got some hope.
You got to have heart.
All you really need is heart. You know, I mean, I get it, but I think most anybody outside of 285 or beyond looks at the Braves and say they're not going anywhere. This is a team that just doesn't hit, and you've just got too many body blows to your pitching staff that you just can't overcome because you're not going to be able to find quality starters. Because as I said, if this was, you know, the off season in the hot stove league, you still have other teams battling you. You mentioned it. The entire NL West is looking to beat each other. The Brewers,
and
the Cardinals,
all good.
The Cubs, and the Mets, and the Phillies all want to improve what they got. So you don't have as much. And the other thing is, we've talked about whether you agree or disagree with some of the evaluations. The Braves farm system is still kind of a rebuild right now. So what you do have, you might not be willing. And why would you, Carl? If you have got 2 or 3 young pitchers, is this the year you want to give them to somebody else when your odds are probably 25-1 or worse? I'm being generous to do anything.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, even if you do make the playoffs, look at last year. They grinded all the way through. It was much like this year to just get smoked by the Padres.
And that's how I feel that probably would be the outcome this season if we were to somehow find a way. Because it just, again, 95 games in, this is what we are. 404-726-0929. Oh, I got to bring you into the conversation. How do we go undefeated and not make the playoffs? If you guys did not know, and I know it's Summer League.
Is this a Rick Kamla Summer League update?
This is a Rick Kamla Summer League update.
Let's gut check it, guys.
It's Summer League. Dope.
Let's take it to the streets.
But they're 4-0. The Hawks are 4-0 in the Summer League.
We're undefeated.
But we missed the Summer League playoffs. How?
That is correct. So the way they do the Summer League standings, guys, is that even if you lose games, or you don't lose any games, I should say, it's done by point differential. So the Hawks have a +8-point differential, and that keeps them outside of the playoffs. So OKC had a +14.8 differential. Charlotte had a 12.7. Sacramento had an 11.5. And Toronto had a 15.8. And those are going to be the teams that get in based on their records and point differentials. The Hawks sitting there at a +0.8-point differential. Didn't get it.
Yeah, my boy Trey hit me up. He says, Dukes, man, they trying to screw us in the Summer League. I was like, what are you talking about? Because he was upset about this. He's like, right, my dudes have played really well. give us some recognition. I said, okay, it's summer league. He said, yeah, but still, they should be playing. So, just explained it to you. Point differential is the reason why, even though they're undefeated. And the bottom line is, as we've said, look, the record doesn't count. Mike and I don't care about that. We just want to see the young guys play well, the guys who we've been talking about, whether it was Bufkin or Asa. These guys have. They played well in summer league.
And that was one of the things we discussed. You know, do you want to get a backup point guard so you feel a little more confident? You don't take a hit when Trey's off the floor. If Bufkin can build on it, and look, you've talked about it. We've seen guys come through the summer league. I mean, we've talked about guys and developed in the G League. You know, Jalen Johnson, we saw him make the climb up. And hopefully Bufkin will be a guy that, you know, shows out. And if you imagine, you know, we talk about trading for somebody or trying to spend some big money. If you've got a guy in-house who can do it, that's a savings of some money that gives you some flexibility. Because we want this team to be around projected 45 to 50, I'm going to say it, to 50 wins. And then you're in the mix for a move. And then we go do something at the trade deadline.
Yeah. By the way, Nikhil Alexander-Walker stopped by the Midday Show, and you'll hear what he had to say at 420. Our newest talk, you're going to love him. Coming over, guys, of course, they made a run this year.
Good defender, three-point shooter.
Yeah, with Minnesota, but he's going to be an intriguing player for us because he can do so much. But Andy and Randy had a chance to visit with him. You'll hear that interview coming up at 420 while we're talking some hoops in the Hawks and Summer League. All right, when we come back, apparently he's got an issue. And it cost him his job.
Ooh.
We'll tell you who it is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.